Now we talk track and field. Scott City gets ready for a trip to league coming up tomorrow at Goodland, and then regionals in a week from this Friday will be down at Garden City as they'll share the track with a 6A regional there at Garden City High School here. But we're going to talk with a couple of juniors and also assistant coach here as we're talking with Erica Felker here. Start things off here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. You've had a pretty good campaign here junior season. You've been in quite a few different events with the throwing and even the throwers relays. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel like your junior season's been?
Oh, you know, I didn't really know what to expect coming in, but I'm pretty pleased with it. Kept improving.
Yeah, you were unable to last year, just unfortunate knee injury there. So you're kind of playing a little bit of catch-up, though, but do you feel like you've caught up?
I do. I feel like I'm right in the mix with where I should be.
Well, you've had a pretty good season throwing the shot put. I think you went through over 35 feet last week, and I believe that was a PR for you.
It was. It was PR by about a foot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What seemed to work for you there last week?
You know, just quick, explosive, just kind of once you go, you got to go.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, and what are some of the other events that you've competed in this year?
Oh, you know, the throwers relay, I had a couple meets. Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun. Then I do discus, and I did javelin at the beginning of the season.
All right. So you doing discus as well tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
All right. What do you have a goal in mind for that one as well?
Oh, you know, a PR would be nice.
All right.
That's probably what I'm aiming for.
Just chuck it out there and see where it goes.
Yeah, just let it fly.
Yeah, there you go. But I know you had to like the throwers relay this year at Scott City because you guys were the winning team, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes, we were. We got dilly bars after we came off that. We were all excited. Got to eat some ice cream on that hot day.
Yeah, you needed that on a hot day.
We did. We deserved it.
All right. Do you like where you're at kind of this time of year?
Yeah. I think by the time regionals, I think I could throw a little bit farther to kind of like seal the deal, but I definitely like where I'm at right now.
All right. Well, hopefully you get that that sealed there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully get the state maybe if things work out. Thanks
That'd
again.
Be nice.
Yeah, it would be awesome. Thanks again, Erica, for the time, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow in regionals.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Erica Felker joining us here, and we're going to talk with assistant coach Emily Kite here. How are you doing this evening?
I am all right. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, it's your first year as a high school assistant here, and how have you liked it here so far?
I have really enjoyed it. I really enjoy being around the sport. It's just a lot of fun. So it's been a good season.
All right. And what are the ones that the events that you help coach with?
I am the pole vault coach, which has been completely new for me, but I have learned a lot this season, and I have some pretty good athletes, so it's been enjoyable.
Yeah, you guys have had a pretty good season, but you were a pretty competitive person in track and field. I think I remember, of course, at Smoky Valley there. And what have you kind of been able to do now, kind of relay that to some of the athletes after competing in high school a few years back here?
You know, I just think, if anything, I was in it not too long ago, and just being around it so often, I get my mom is also a coach at Smoky Valley. She was when I was there, so she's kind of given me some tips here and there also. But I don't know. I enjoy being around it. I enjoy cheering them on. So yeah.
Well, last week I know with the pole vaulters, I think they all had a pretty decent day at Lake in there. It got to be warm, a little breezy afternoon, and I know Colin was pretty close there to. He had the 14-foot. They judged it a little differently after the bar came down, but you got to like that he's got the ability that he knows he can clear 14.
Yeah, that was really exciting. I was upset for him, probably more so than he was. But, him and Camden are right there, and they're doing some really great things. And it's really fun to watch them. Once they start going up higher, it just gets really exciting.
Yeah, it's a long way down as well.
It is. Yeah, sometimes some of their jumps are a little too, I don't know. Well, they scare me a little bit sometimes, but they don't seem to mind.
But what's probably the biggest takeaway you've had in coaching vaulters this year?
I just have really had to be open to taking help, and that comes in all forms, other coaches, and especially the athletes, they've mm-hmm. been so patient with me. They've been great. They'll point things out. I've had some past mm-hmm. Scott City athletes come, and they've helped, and they have given me their numbers, and I send them mm-hmm. videos, and it's just been really nice how helpful everybody's been this season.
That's awesome. And mm-hmm. track season always goes so fast, doesn't it?
Oh, it flies by. Yeah. Yep, it does.
All right. Yeah, league tomorrow. That should be pretty fun there. Hopefully it's going to be nice enough weather for most of it here with the league there as you guys mm-hmm. kind of get that final tune-up for regionals next Friday already.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is the best time of the year. This is the best part of track, so it'll
absolutely,
be fun.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks again, Emily, and I hope you're enjoying the coaching this year of the Vaulters and helping out with the team here. It's been a good season and been a fast one.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining us here on the show this evening, and hopefully things go well tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, once again, Assistant Coach Emily Kite joining us here as we have another guest on our show here, a junior, and Brendan Bailey here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, been a quick season here. Talk about your season here so far.
You know, it's been kind of all over the place. I don't know what I'm running week in and week out, so I go with whatever he tells me, and I've had a lot of fun times with it.
All right. What have been some of your best meets here so far this year?
I think the Cheney meet was definitely one of my best meets. I ran faster than I ever have in the 800, and I didn't know I was going to run the 800, and then Colin kind of went down with shin splints, so I filled in, and I ended up getting us third, and that was a lot of fun.
All right. And I mean, the variety of different events that you've run. You've run the 8, 16, 32, and, you know, some of those, you got to like the kind of the different variety that you've been able to compete in.
Oh, yeah. I went from being just strictly 3,200 my freshman and sophomore year mm-hmm. to being an 800 runner now, and I'm really enjoying just running two laps and not eight.
Yeah, I mean, but at least you go left and go straight, right?
Oh, yeah. Run faster and left.
There you go. What events are you scheduled to be in tomorrow?
I'm just in the open eight. We're kind of in a standstill on who's going to run that 4x8, so I'm one of those guys that's got to get back on it.
All right. Do you have kind of a goal time-wise you'd like to see from yourself?
You know, tomorrow is more of a how well can I go compete, and I think my goal is to stay right up there if I can with Camden and Brody mm-hmm. right there on them.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you there. And hard to believe we're already down kind of the big time of the season here.
Oh, yeah. 3 meets left. And then, you know, it's senior campaign. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Does it feel weird to be kind of now considered coming up here a few weeks, going to be one of the older ones in the building?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely something I did not expect to be so soon.
All right. Well, good season for you so far, and thanks again, as always, and good luck to you coming up at league, and hopefully that continues on to regionals and hopefully state.
Thank you.